Conditional use number 2511, Paulina Owidick. Owidick, something. I'm sure I messed that up.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a general contractor and construction business with an office, showroom and storage, including vehicles, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 0.46 acre, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Clay Road, which is Sussex County Route 269, approximately 0.43 mile west of King's Highway, which is Route 9. The 911 address is 33847 Clay Road, Lewes, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 56.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet and presentation slides. We have a copy of a property survey. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a deed for the property, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
And the chair recognizes Mr. Hutt. Much easier name to pronounce. In fact, I would appreciate it if you would enlighten me as to the correct pronunciation of your client's name.
I think that you were close, and frankly, I've asked that same question, and it's Paulina Owidick.
Say it again.
Owidick.
Okay. Owidick.
Owidick. Owidick. It's a V, not a W.
Owidick. Owidick. You're welcome.
And sitting next to her is her husband, Marek Pashut. For the record, my name is David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. Mr. Whitehouse just introduced the application, and as was indicated when the application was introduced, this application seeks to allow the operation of a general contractor and construction business with a pole building used for a garage and storage area, an office and a showroom, and then with vehicular storage. And the property is highlighted on the images around the screen. Its 911 street address is 33847 Clay Road. And as you can see, it is right across the street. It may be hard to see on the screens, but where the cursor is located right across the street is where Porous Propane and Clean Delaware are located on Clay Road. Clay Road is the road that begins in Westcott's Corner and ends at Murray's Corner. I'm not sure either of them actually qualify as a corner, but they're general areas. And so again, I guess those are landmarks. My clients purchased the property in 2021 and immediately began making improvements to the property. They cleaned up the property. They renovated the residential home that you can see on the right-hand side of the screens. After that, they then constructed the pole building that you see behind the residential home, and then the various other improvements that you see there, the parking area, as well as the fencing were added to the site. The property that you can see located on the screens here, this is in an area that is designated on the state strategies map as being within level one, and as you know, that means that's an area where the state investments and policies support and encourage a wide range of uses. If you looked at the county's future land use map that was included in the docket, you would see that this is within the coastal area, as are the properties that are immediately adjacent to it, sort of in the, I'll call it the northeasterly direction. As you get closer to Westcott's Corner, there's C1 and commercial areas on the future land use map that are located there. The zoning classification of the property is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, as are the properties that immediately touch this property and surround it. To the left of the property, about three properties down, there is a property on Clay Road zoned B1, which, as you're familiar with, is a business district. That's the location of Progar and Company professional accountants, as well as payroll professionals. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, as you travel on Clay Road towards Westcott's Corner, you, of course, there's a whole host of C1 zoned properties that are there. In addition to those business and commercial uses that are located there, when the Sussex County Planning and Zoning staff put together its memo, it identified 38 conditional use applications within a 1 mile radius since 2011. 31 of those indicated in that report that they were approved. Wanted to focus on four of them, and two of these four are actually not on the memorandum that the planning and zoning staff prepared, because that starts at 2011 and moves forward, and these simply predate that. And one of them, I guess I'm on some sort of a quest to find the oldest conditional use in Sussex County, because I did so on the Vasquez Concrete. There was the conditional use 492 that was approved in 1978. But the location where Clean Delaware is located was approved as conditional use number 278 on July 1st of 1975. And Mr. Robertson will shudder to hear this, I believe, but that was when the county was not doing this by ordinance. The county was doing this by motion. When you read the minutes from those meetings, the Planning Commission would make its recommendation and County Council would, by motion and by resolution, adopt the conditional use. So you don't see your historic ordinance like you would see in today's day and age. I believe Ms. Wingate may have set a record. I think that was an hour of straight motions.
We just had that discussion about what the motions used to look like versus what they look like today. And for the record, I was not here in 1970.
I didn't know if you would remember it, but I didn't want to ask the question, Mr. Wheeler. But irrespective of all that, conditional use number 278 was for an office and a storage building. Again, that's part of that Clean Delaware and Porous Propane location. In 2001, conditional use number 1426 was adopted by County Council as ordinance number 1509, and that was to add bulk propane storage to that same location. More conditional uses on Clay Road that are referenced in the report prepared by staff, and those are conditional use number 2069, adopted by ordinance number 2494 in April of 2017, and that was for a workout exercise or yoga studio about three properties down from this. I'm familiar with that application. The yoga instructor moved to California, and so that location lapsed, but there was a hair artistry that is now in that location. So there was a subsequent conditional use number 2132, adopted by ordinance number 2590 in July of 2018. And that business is still located on Clay Road, just a few doors down from this site. Looking at the site, there are no wetlands located on the property. There is the rear portion of the property is located within a wellhead protection area, which means it is subject to Chapter 89. On FEMA's flood maps, the property is within Zone X, and as the commission is familiar, that means it is outside the 500-year floodplain. Water is provided to the site through an on-site well. As Mr. Whitehouse indicated when he introduced the application, the Sussex County Engineering Department did evaluate this application and identified that this property is within a Tier 1 sewer district, and frankly, it's currently served by the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. DLDOT responded to the service level evaluation request and indicated that the traffic generated by this proposed conditional use would be diminutive, which of course, as the commission knows, means less than 50 vehicle trips per day. Presently, there are no employees of Basement Unlimited other than the two people sitting to my left and your right. Only one. Now, certainly they do use subcontractors as part of their general contracting business, and sometimes, of course, the subcontractors would visit the site to meet or to pick up and drop off things at the location. Of course, that would be the building that sits behind the residential structure. That is the building itself. You can see the garage door on the right with person doors to the left. This person door here enters into the garage area. These enter into the proposed office area. This is the rear of the site behind the building. You can see there is a fence, which we'll talk about in a little bit, that surrounds the property, but you can see it here in the rear and running down the side. This is starting at the building, the pole building, again, out towards the residential. unit that's at the front. As you can see, the residential unit is separated from the rest of the property with vinyl fencing, and here you can actually see the location of the dumpsters for the business. This is the interior of the garage storage area. As you enter the door, looking towards the rear of it, this is the reverse view of that from the back of that facility looking out. This is the office area, and behind the office area is a place to meet with potential clients. Looking at the site plan itself, Clay Road is running diagonally on the bottom left-hand side of the screen. The entrance that you saw a moment ago in the pictures is approximately where the cursor is located. You can see the existing dwelling that is shown there. If you visited the site, as I mentioned, you would have seen that vinyl fencing that keeps the residential portion separate from the rest of the site. And as we saw in some of the pictures, that fencing, and it's shown on this site plan, it does extend down both the sidelines, side boundaries of the property, and across the rear, separating this from the uses that are adjacent to it. In addition, that same fencing provides screening for the dumpster area, which you can see where the cursor is located right now. You can also see the designated parking places, as well as, of course, the pole building itself on this site plan. As the council, or commission rather, is familiar, conditional uses are generally, in the code, are described as generally of a public or semi-public character and essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use and the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan and possible impact on neighboring properties and the larger section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. This proposed use is certainly of a public character, providing services to the area, similar to the other commercial conditional uses in the area. As we mentioned, there's a great deal of them within a 1 mile radius of this site, as set forth in the memo from the planning and zoning staff. Two things that I did want to highlight in particular about this application. First is that within the project book materials, they were not submitted separately by individuals, but they were submitted as part of the project book. There are six letters of support, and these letters of support aren't just from satisfied customers of the business or the greater Sussex County area. If you look at the Sussex County tax map, you can see we've put an S in each of the tax parcels from which there is a letter of support. You can see that the property is in the middle of the screen, highlighted in yellow. The three neighbors immediately to the right of the property, as you look at it, have signed letters of support. These two individuals to the left have signed letters of support. The property, the third property over, is actually the business, the Progar accountant business that is zoned B1. And then there is another letter of support from another neighbor a little further down Clay Road. But these are all people in close proximity who appreciate the improvements that have been brought to the property by my clients as they improved the site. The second item that I wanted to focus on here as I conclude is a set of proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. And I will hand these to Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Robertson. And at the bottom of the second page, the proposed conditions of approval being proffered by the applicant are set forth. I'm not going to read them all. I just wanted to highlight a couple of them. Proposed condition B is no outside storage. As you can see in those pictures, this business keeps a very clean and tidy appearance, and so there would be no outside storage. C is that the parking areas would be shown on the final site plan and then designated on the site, and you saw some of that in the pictures that were in the property. Condition D is that the fence that you saw in those pictures would be maintained through the duration of the conditional use and would be shown on the final site plan. And then condition E was proposed hours of operation. And they're Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is unlikely that those would, time periods would be fully occupied. We just wanted to make sure there was enough shoulder or elbow room to make sure that nobody was in violation of any of those time periods should they start get to the office early one day or on a Saturday. There'd be no Sunday hours that are proposed. One other slightly unique condition for an application of this nature is H, which is signage for the property. With the signage for the property, it's proposing two approvals. One is for a 32 square foot indirectly illuminated on-premises sign. That's pretty typical with many of the conditional use applications that the Planning Commission and County Council review. The second is an on-premises wall sign on the pole building, not to exceed 150 square feet. And if you're wondering where that number came from, that is the number that is used when you look at the sign code for all of the various B-designated parcels, for instance, B1, B2, and B3. That is that standard. And the reason that was chosen as the 150 square feet for the on-premises wall sign is because of the B1 parcel that's two doors down. It would be the same as would be permitted for signage on that business. Other than that, the conditions are the typical types of conditions that the Planning Commission, I believe, is familiar with for applications of this nature. Based upon the comprehensive plan, the zoning code, the nature and character of this area, including the support mentioned a moment ago from the immediately adjacent neighbors, my clients request that the Planning Commission recommend the County Council approve this conditional use application with the proffered conditions. That concludes my presentation, and myself and my clients are happy to answer any questions that the Commission may have.
All right, sir, well, thank you. And we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Have there been any complaints or concerns from any neighboring properties?
Not that I'm aware of. Mr. Whitehouse may know better.
But yeah. We were on site back in 2022 in relation to building with a building permit. But I don't think we've had a specific complaint. We certainly haven't served a notice of violation in NOV.
Okay.
But we were out there for building without a permit. So.
Okay.
And there, and all of this, to be clear about that, all of the structures you see are permitted now.
Got it. Okay, I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I don't really think I have any. So the sign that you're talking about for the building, is that in addition to the sign that's on there, or are you just trying to get that one?
That does not have a sign permit. There's a building permit for the building.
Gotcha.
So that would need, and the sign permit cannot be granted unless the conditional use is granted with a condition very similar to what's in H.
Just making sure which sequence we're doing here. Do it and then ask for approval. Okay.
There is certainly an aspect of forgiveness versus permission.
Right. That's all I had. Thanks.
It's hard to come up with a question when Mr. Hutt gives a presentation.
There you go.
I have none. He answered all my concerns.
Okay, thank you.
There were no peculiar related street, information, information, though. I'm disappointed.
But I tried to tie it in.
You did the corner thing?
The corner thing, because I don't think either one of them are corners. I mean,
okay.
They may have started as corners, but they're not properly called corners anymore. Now, I don't think anybody would know what Westcott's corner really was. Which corner is it? I don't know.
True.
What I also really enjoyed, going back with the old conditional use application numbers, I thought I had reached the pinnacle a couple months ago with the Vasquez one, but now I'm back a few more years. So I don't know what conditional use number one was, but I'm...
You're headed that way.
I'd like to know at some point.
Any questions?
Just one for clarification, that the sign that's on the building, is that lighted or unlighted?
On the building is not lighted.
Not lighted, okay, because it didn't say that. I just wanted to make sure. All right, thanks.
Here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2511, Paulina Owitic? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2511, Paulina Owitic? There we go. All right then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.